Hi, 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 my lovely Joe Warwick here, and kicking off for Money Magic. This audio is just going to be talking about the psychology of money. It's really important to understand a bit more of what money is, how money shows up, what it needs to do. You have so many misunderstandings about money that actually creates blockages. So this is building on some of the money info in the handbook and in the trainings. So let's kick off. So psychology of money, let's start with what is money firstly on all levels? What is actually money? Okay, so physically we might know money as cash, as numbers and digits, as an expression of gold or silver commodities. It can come in the form of, you know, investments. It can come in the form of exchanges, actually, in its original form, but we kind of know it as gold coins or know it as currency or paper. Now, this is at a physical level, but that isn't actually what money is. That is simply the vehicles that have been created to make money easier to translate. Now, if you've read The Goodness of Money or The Goddess Money in the handbook, this will make more sense, okay? And I would absolutely say to read that in detail, because you will be writing your own money story, your new money story. But what money actually is money is energy. Money is, you may have heard this before, but money is consciousness. It starts from a place of consciousness and energy. It is an attitude and a belief, but it's in itself an energy that has been made into something. We have created the concept of money, but actually money in the transaction, in the movement, in the attraction and the flow of it is energy, and it is a consciousness. Money is very much part of prosperity. So when I say be a prosperity magnet, I'm actually talking about not just money, but I'm talking about joy, riches, resources, freedom, creativity, self-expression, happiness, love, expansion or growth, however you want to call that. So it's money is part of that. It's the riches, it's the fuel to enable freedom. And I also talk about in the handbook money, needing a money vehicle. So that's because money is an energy, money is a transactional momentum. And so we need a vehicle to enable that money to feel safe and secure and repetitively flow through your body in that transactional method in your business. Now, money flows. Like all energy, it is bound by the principles of physics, and money flows, circulates, and expands. That is its natural state, because the frequency, its natural frequency of money is rich, abundant, high, open, ever-growing. It is the energy, it is no different in frequency to the energy, the creative energy that flows through the universe, through the world, that creates everything in nature. Money is feminine, okay? Now, this is really important to understand. Money is consciousness. It is it's not your state of being in control in your mind. It's sort of the consciousness, your unconscious, subconscious. It is energy. It is the metaphysical world. It is feminine, because it's the within. It is the same energy that connects with the spiritual, the metaphysical, the pure life force. It is feminine in energy, in characteristic. And then money itself, as in the physical commodities that we've created, is a masculine energy, okay? And that is the physical material expressions and transactions, okay? But they are not the flow of money. And what you're here to learn in Money Magic is to learn about having the flow of money, the abundance of money, the money coming into your life and enjoying it and loving it and attracting it as a magnet and enjoying, loving, using it, circulating it, multiplying it, investing it to new, higher, bigger levels. So firstly, it's very important to come to a new understanding that money is feminine in energy. And that when we have a whole host of negative beliefs around money, it's often because we are focusing it on being a masculine energy. Now, I would absolutely, as I said, talk about the goddess money. So as you read that and listen to this, you may want to listen to it a few times. It's going to challenge a few beliefs and bring some stuff up. But it's understanding a new story. And that goddess of money and the goodness of money is designed to resonate with your unconscious, with your soul, with your deeper understanding actually of money, your truth. So the focus of money magic is on your relationship with money. Okay, that's where we have to be. You can't change money. Money is as she is. Our job is to allow her, accept her, embrace her, love her, and give her a healthy environment for her to be nurtured and nourishing in our lives. And so that means we have to allow her to flow and be and become the container for an abundance of money. There is a technique in money magic called tending to your garden, your money garden, and I go deeper into this, but we are creating a welcoming environment for money to be nurtured and nourishing in your mind, body, energy, and life. If it is not a healthy, welcoming environment because you have a whole host of negative shame, blame, guilt, drama, karma stories around being rich or poor, around having abundance or not having anything, you are not creating an environment for money to be present. Your mind is living in limitation or poverty consciousness, and we want to get away from that. Even if you've got some money in your life, and you will have because you're a go-getting visionary woman that's probably created money in sacrifice of yourself, because you've been actually creating the physical manifestation of money. So you've been creating the masculine energy while sacrificing the feminine energy within yourself, because that's, you're not in connection with your own feminine energy. Therefore, you're not attracting the feminine. So you have to work really, really hard to create physical, material manifestations of money. To attract from a place of being a magnet, prosperity magnet, being a attraction goddess, queen, being someone who's aligned with the energy of money, then attracting money is easy. You're creating an environment for her to show up with ease and grace, and being a natural extension of the value of who you are. Now, our choice, of course, comes down to negative or positive beliefs about money. It simply is that choice. Do I choose to hold on to, keep living these shame, guilt, fear, and emotional stories that have been passed on by your family, friends, society, other people's beliefs about money? Or do I claim a new story for myself that is aligned with my inner truth of knowing about money and seeing the results as I connect to the truth of money as an energy, as a consciousness, as a belief, and the physical manifestations, so that money can be the transactional, money can be the transactional flow and vehicle in your life. And it comes down to truly stepping into your power, which is why you have claimed money magic, to separate your mind from the world mind. Okay. Rev Ike, I love him, talks a lot about the world mind. He uses scripture to describe it, but the world mind is poverty based. It's always looking for the negative, it's always fear based. And I mean the world mind as the collective consciousness of the masses. And because of our psychology, the way that we're made as human beings, when we step into that, you only have to look at social media, look at the news. We always look for the dramatic, the fear-based, the lack, the poverty. So coming into being a money magic and the power of money and the freedom and choice and abundance and riches through your business, through your life, living the lifestyle that you want, living the, you know, raising up your family's way of being, paying for, I don't know, school fees, it's surprise, you know, providing for yourself as a woman, means shifting from a whole host of other people's beliefs, but simply standing in your own mind, your own consciousness, your own belief system, your own power. That's it. It's turning your focus fully to your relationship with money, which is what you're going to be doing through the next three cycles of 12 days, to reprogram your mind, reprogram your energy, reprogram your body, but above all, to help you claim and choose. So the simple thing to leave you with today is, what's your choice? You've paid, you're starting it, but have you really chosen, fully chosen, that you are going to claim your own healthy, rich, abundant, successful, open, loving, supportive, nurturing and nourishing, overflowing, ever-flowing goodness and spectacular and fun relationship with money for the rest of your life? To have the riches that come with prosperity, or are you kind of half-hearted here? So that has got to be the choice, because as you claim a new way, a new mind, your own mind, coming back to the truth that you've always known, other people might not like it. And so my recommendation is always to not talk to other people about this. Don't talk to other people about it until you are so damn strong about your money beliefs and your way of being that you just inspire them by being it. But don't tell them about it. Don't tell them about it when you've got there, and then you can rave about money magic. But don't talk about your journey. Don't get, you know, infiltrated by other people's beliefs because you're telling them about it. Stepping out of the blame, shame, fear, guilt pattern takes truly coming into an autonomous belief about money magic. Right? About your money, about the magic of money, about the fun of money, about the goodness of money. Autonomy, absolute autonomy. So the psychology of money, that's us rounding up as an insight as you move forward into your first 12-day cycle, and start to reprogram your mind, but leaving you with that choice and that decision. You may want to write it down, setting an intention, or simply stating it to yourself in the mirror, what you are choosing every day. You can put a note on your phone to say that this is my choice, this is what I'm choosing, this is what I'm deciding, because what you want at the end of it is you want results. You want to see the flow. You want to be having the things that you want to have in the physical, material expressions, transactions, manifestations. But you're going to be focusing on shifting your relationship with money so she can show up. Now, more of this will be in the handbook. More of it will unfold and get more sense as you move through the program. But for now, you may want to listen to this again, as there are a few things, but we have covered just simply what money is, that money is feminine and goodness itself. It is part of prosperity, and your goal is to focus on your relationship with money, and that relationship will be creating that secure system, your money vehicle, which is your business, and stepping out of that poverty consciousness, and stepping and claiming your own aligned beliefs, consciousness, and mind about money.